This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 2nd. God's word for you today is no doubt. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 1 verse 6, and it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We are confident in this very fact, that God that began a good work in you will bring it to perfection in the name of Jesus. The Message translation of Philippians 1 verse 6 reads, there has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you will keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. The story of the blind man in Mark 8 verse 22 to 26 is a classic example of this truth. Jesus did not stop with the first touch. Jesus needed to give a second touch to bring his work to perfection. Jesus will do anything he needs to do to perfect your miracles, even if it means a second touch. As we go through life, we see people that turn their backs on us, and we think that is how God is. For some people, it is their parent, their biological father, that has turned his back on them. And because of your experience with your earthly father, you struggle in your relationship with your heavenly father, with Jesus. God will abandon me? Can God stick it out with me? Will God be faithful and loyal and abide? For some of us, the same people that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, have walked out on you, and you feel that God may one day leave you, or you feel you are not good enough, so God will just abandon you. God is saying to you today, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. That is the picture we see in Mark 8 verse 22 to 26. Please read. Do you need a miracle? I believe very strongly that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the miracle will be perfected in Jesus' name. God does not want to set you up so that he can let you down. God does not want to put you on a pedestal so that he can pull the stand from under your feet. God wants to stay with you till the very end, regardless of what your experience has been. If you open your life up to God, he will stick with you till the very end. Open your heart to God right now. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Are you going through deep waters, rivers of difficulty, or the fire of oppression? This God's word to you today is because he is with you. You will not drown. You will not be burned up or consumed. Sometimes it is your faith that appears to be going through deep waters, through fire. You do not even know what to believe anymore. Sometimes it is your finances that are going through deep waters. Sometimes it is your health. I want you to trust the God of heaven and the maker of the earth, the same God that gave this man a second touch, will give you a second touch in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, God is able to do just what he says he will do. is gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. He's able. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.